حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت وأمهاتكم اللاتي أرضعنكم وأخواتكم من الرضاعة وأخواتكم من الرضاعة وأمهات نسائكم وربائبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم اللاتي دخلتم بهن فإن لم تكونوا دخلتم بهن فلا جناح عليكم وحلائل أبنائكم الذين من أصلابكم وأن تجمعوا بين الأختين إلا ما قد سلف إن الله كان غفورا رحيما.
Forbidden to you are your mothers, your daughters, your sisters, your father's sisters, and your mother's sisters, your brother's daughters, and your sister's daughters, your milk mothers, your milk sisters, the mothers of your wives, and the stepdaughters, who are your foster children, born of your wives, with whom you have consummated the marriage. But if you have not consummated the marriage with them, there will be no blame upon you if you marry their daughters. It is also forbidden for you to take the wives of the sons who have sprung from your loins, and to take two sisters together in marriage, although what is past is past. Surely Allah is all-forgiving, all-compassionate. Forbidden to you are your mothers. The word mother applies to one's stepmother as well as to one's real mother. Hence, the prohibition extends to both. This injunction also includes prohibition of the grandmother, both paternal and maternal. Your daughters. The injunction with regard to daughters also applies to granddaughters on both the paternal and maternal sides. Your sisters. This applies to full sisters as well as to half-sisters. Your father's sisters and your mother's sisters, your brother's daughters and your sister's daughters. In all these relationships, no distinction is made between the full and step relationships. Your milk mothers, your milk sisters. There is consensus among Muslims that if a boy or girl is breastfed by a woman, that woman attains the status of mother, and her husband the status of father. It is forbidden to marry relatives through milk feeding in the same way as marriage is forbidden with relatives through one's real mother and real father. Not only is the foster mother's child, who was taken suck along with the foster child, forbidden for him, but all the children of the foster mother are just like real brothers and sisters, and their children are for him just like his real nephews. The mothers of your wives and the stepdaughters, who are your foster children. This prohibitive restriction in regarding to such girls is not based on the consideration of their having been brought up in the house of a stepfather. The jurists are almost unanimous that it is prohibited to marry one's stepdaughter irrespective of whether or not she has been raised in the stepfather's house. Born of your wives, with whom you have consummated the marriage. But if you have not consummated the marriage with them, there will be no blame upon you if you marry their daughters. It is also forbidden for you to take the wives of the sons who have sprung from your loins. Like the wife of one's own son, the wives of grandsons, both paternal and maternal, are prohibited to grandfathers on both the mother's and father's side. And to take two sisters together in marriage. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has taught that it is prohibited for a man to combine in marriage an aunt, whether paternal or maternal, with her niece. The guiding principle is that it is prohibited to have as wives two women who, if one of them were a male, would be prohibited to each other. Although what is past is past. Surely Allah is all-forgiving, all-compassionate. This is an assurance that God would not call them to task for such misdeeds of the Jahiliyyah period as combining two sisters in matrimony. For this reason, if a man has two sisters as his wives, he is required to divorce one of them when he embraces Islam.
والمحصنات من النساء إلا ما ملكت أيمانكم كتاب الله عليكم وأحل لكم ما وراء ذلكم أن تبتغوا بأموالكم محصنين غير مسافحين فما استمتعتم به منهن فآتوهن أجورهن فريضة ولا جناح عليكم فيما تراضيتم به من بعد الفريضة إن الله كان عليما حكيما.
Also forbidden to you are all married women, Muhsanat, except those women whom your right hands have come to possess as a result of war. This is Allah's decree, and it is binding upon you. But it is lawful for you to seek out all women except these, offering them your wealth and the protection of wedlock, rather than using them for the unfettered satisfaction of lust. And give bridal due of those whom you have enjoyed in wedlock as an obligation. But there is no blame on you if you mutually agree to alter the settlement after it has been made. Surely, Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Also forbidden to you are all married women, Muhsanat, except those women whom your right hands have come to possess as a result of war. Women who come as captives of war, leaving their husbands behind in Dar al-Harb, domain of war, are not prohibited, for their marriage is nullified by the virtue of their entry into Dar al-Islam, domain of Islam.
وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِإِيمَانِكُمْ بَعْضُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ فَانْكِحُوهُنَّ بِإِذْنِ أَهْلِهِنَّ وَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ مُحْصَنَاتٍ غَيْرَ مُسَافِحَاتٍ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانٍ فَإِذَا أُحْصِنَّ فَإِنْ أَتَيْنَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ فَعَلَيْهِنَّ نِصْفُ مَا عَلَى الْمُحْصَنَاتِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ الْعَنَتَ مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْ تَصْبِرُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
And those of you who cannot afford to marry free believing women, Muhsanat, let them marry such believing women whom your right hands possess. Allah knows all about your faith. All of you belong to one another. Marry them, then, with the leave of their guardians, and give them their bridal due in a fair manner, that they may live in the protection of wedlock, rather than be either mere objects of unfettered lust or given to secret love affairs. Then, if they become guilty of immoral conduct after they have entered into wedlock, they shall be liable to half the penalty to which free women, Muhsanat, are liable. This relaxation is for those of you who fear falling into sin by remaining unmarried. But if you persevere, it is better for you. Allah is all-forgiving, all-compassionate. They shall be liable to half the penalty to which free women, Muhsanat, are liable. In verses 24 to 5, the term Muhsanat, protected women, is used in two different meanings. First, it is used in the sense of married women, that is, those who enjoy the protection of their husbands. Second, it is used in the sense of women belonging to families, for instance, those who enjoy the protection of their families, even though they may not be married. In the verse under discussion, the word musanat is used in the latter sense. For instance, in the sense of women who enjoy the protection of their families as opposed to slave girls. At the same time, the word is also used in the first meaning, when slave girls have acquired the protection accorded by the contract of marriage.
فَإِذَا أُسِنَّ.
In that case, they will be liable to the punishment laid down in this verse if they are guilty of unlawful sexual intercourse.